road, man. If you're on the road and understand the code, dynamics, hierarchy and structure of the system, you could understand business and politics. It's the same type of organization, so use your instincts and apply it to all contexts in order to decipher how stuff works in terms you understand, and you'll win. Don't worry about the guy or girl who has a degree or a silver spoon. Just apply your type of survival tactics to your current situation after translating the terminology into real-world concepts you're familiar with. Use your instincts to your advantage. Apply the way you're able to read the unspoken signs a person gives us to determine whether they're trustworthy or not. Facial expression, tone of voice, gesticulation, energies and choice of language. The other candidates may have a degree, but they haven't spent the past 10 years navigating their way through traps in their path to the present day. You've played the roles like the stock market and operated an independent business where you forecasted finances, managed profit and loss, knew how to build and uphold customer attention through USP. You're in that interview room with a bunch of graduates whose CVs read like a who's who of Red Brick and Ivy League alumni. What have you got? Well, you survived and weathered the storm through staying quiet, neutral within your means. You pretty much operated at a niche level. Your clientele were 9-to-5ers out of the area. You were never heard nor seen. You're connected and know who you were personally. You purchased stock for a proxy. You live the life that they read books, study and simulate through practical assignments. Their books don't teach them the importance of managing relationships, navigating your way through risks, hardships, law enforcement, suppliers, clientele, propaganda campaigns, spies, informants, and a sector that doesn't stop. There's no Monday to Friday. There's no 9-to-5. There are no days off. There's no venture capitalist investors. No government grants, tax breaks and funding. You started off broke, signed on and invested your payment into some stock, forecasted how much units it would take to break even, reinvest and make a profit before spotting a gap in a market, a target audience in need of something out of markdown, and created another line of products to cater to them. Use your wits, act on your gut and trust your instincts because you knew when to transition. Yes, you took a few risks which paid off on the back of successful PR campaigns, but when the market got shaky and competition became fatal, you knew when to stop. You can do anything you put your mind to. Just translate your experiences into the context of the sector you're applying for and use your instincts. Best wishes, Khaled Golding. Peace.